This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
There's a divorce taking place in Utah that is as personal and down and dirty as I can possibly imagine. A judge has ordered something returned to the husband. And you're never going to believe what it is. Katie, tell everybody what it is.
It's nude photos of his soon-to-be ex-wife.
Nude photos.
She had given him, they were married for 25 years, and over that time, she'd given him a photo book with boudoir photos in it. And in some of the pictures, she's fully nude, and in some, she's wearing lingerie. And then there were little inscriptions in the book that she, you know, little love notes that she'd written to him. And when they were splitting up, she was like, yeah, I'm going to need that back. And he was like, that's mine.
And
gave
then
that to me, and that's mine. And the judge said, yeah, that's his. Now, there is some, like, there's some strange gray area where the judge said, like, okay, well, you can take the pictures back to the original photographer and they can censor them so that nobody can, like, he won't be able to see your actual naked body. But then she brought it to the original photographer. The original photographer said no.
I mean, I guess that is something that's difficult. If they're actual photo, I mean, well, I guess they'd have to go back in digitally. But doesn't that make you, by the way, if you have any thoughts on this, give us a call. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Give us a call here at 1065 The End. Doesn't it make you really creepy too? To want, because everything else in their divorce, they were able to amicably split without any fights. This is the one thing. And doesn't it make it creepy if you're fighting this hard to keep naked pictures of your ex-wife?
Yes. Now, what he said was what he really wants are the inscriptions. Because,
but I'm sure they're flowery, like
exactly.
Love letters.
He said she wrote them at a time when she still loved him and that they had love at that time.
That makes me think that she's the one ending the marriage, like she's the one breaking up with him. Does that change anything for
or
you at all?
Or he's just saying that.
Or maybe he's just saying that. 916-909-1065. We've got Nathan on the phone. Nathan, what is it that you want to add to the conversation?
I think he absolutely should be allowed to keep the photos because they were a gift. They were given to him by her. Okay, so for example, women get to keep their wedding ring, right? That was given to you as a gift. So I'm just saying I'm glad this guy finally won this case because men never come out on top in a divorce. The wife is probably getting alimony.
Oh, dear
God. She's probably getting, like, whatever.
Okay.
Like, she gets the house, the car. She gets everything. At least this guy gets something.
The engagement ring is actually an interesting, somewhat interesting point to bring up because that has been decided in multiple divorce court cases where the ring is a gift, so it is returned to the woman, and that's the end of the argument on that. I mean, really, what's the difference on that?
What's the difference? His naked body isn't on her wedding
ring. Correct.
You can't see his junk on her wedding ring.
But I'm pretty sure that when it comes to something like that, you can't get emotionally tied into possessions of things.
I understand that, but you know what? Like, let's say she does keep the rings, okay? And then she goes and shows them off to her friends. Look at what my terrible ex-husband gave me. Okay, now let's do that with her nude photos, where now he owns them. What's going to keep him from showing someone else?
They're his. He can do what he wants, okay? It was a gift that she gave. She chose to give that gift. The law doesn't discriminate what gift it is and what gift it isn't. A woman could get to keep a wedding ring that maybe has been in the guy's family for 100 years. Like, oh, it was his great grandmother's or something. But the woman gets to keep it because it's a gift. I mean, how is that?
That is true.
It is not her body.
By the way, we're talking about a Utah judge that said in a divorce that naked photos that a wife gifted to her husband must be returned to the husband in this divorce settlement. And Nathan actually totally agrees with this judge. So do you think that a woman has a right then, because it was a gift, to his family heirloom wedding ring?
I personally don't.
Okay, well then at least you're consistent on that.
If there is like some sort of family heritage in this ring, then I think that the argument should be made that like this gets to go back to his family. If he bought it specifically, because in that instance, that ring was never bought for her. Can I ask you a question, Nathan? Are you unhappily divorced?
No, I am never married. I'm not dumb enough to get married.
Nathan, who hurt you? What's her name? Tell us right now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look, the judges are finally on our side, so maybe now I can, and I know that I'll get what's right for mine.
Oh,
dear
boy.
God. Okay,
all right,
Nathan.
You hear that,
okay.
Ladies? Nathan is available. And
right, single and ready to mingle.
Streets of Sacramento. Thank you very much for calling, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.